Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 1-833-HOME-SHOW. That's 1-833-466-3746. Now, the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV.
Welcome to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. I'm Shefalika, and I'm joined today by your host, Bill. Take it away.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika, and thank you, North Florida and South Georgia, for being with us here today on this beautiful Saturday. Oh, yeah. I'm joined here today by Gary, my good friend from Studio Podcast Suites, and we're live in studio, having a blast. Jocko was going to be with us today, but, today's a good day to be out there in the field working and getting things done. So he had to, get out there and get things done. But we will keep the show going today and make sure that, our goal today is obviously like always to keep you a little bit entertained, informed, and then, educate you about, some of the things that are going on out there that you need to know about. And, really from a overall, it's a beautiful day. We'll get back to that. It's a beautiful day all over the area. The weather has been a little nasty recently. So, I'm sure that, the people that if you have a house, you've got some issues going on with it just based on the weather that we've had.
Yeah. Just check out your whole house right now. Just go around, check it out, take a look at the exterior, make sure that, those cracks, even the things you don't see, it's funny. I was going around my house the other day and there's things that I didn't realize didn't even consider doing. But again, I found some cracks and, I'm going to try to get these things taken care of.
Well, it's definitely something that, gets worse. That's not something that's going to fix itself.
Yeah.
You have a stucco house.
Yes.
So, those things, they don't get better on their own. It's like having, anything else that goes wrong, you got to get somebody in there to get it taken care of. And, most of the people out here listening, we live in, stucco houses, or we live in a house that's got T111, mm-hmm. or maybe even a hardy board house or, cement board house. And each one of those houses have different innate problems based on what their substrates are made out of. Gary, with a stucco house specifically, the way that some people make those repairs is just horrible. It's the handyman special. They'll come in with a caulk gun. And, if you're listening to this, and I know you are, pay attention when someone comes out to look at your house to give you an estimate. Are they, ask them, how do they make those repairs? Are they going to re-skim coat the whole wall, which is one way, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more expensive.
Right.
A lot of these guys, and again, you don't want just a regular old traditional handyman painter out there skim coating your wall with new stucco.
No.
That's a stucco man's job. If you want to get that done, we definitely know the guys to help you out with that. But, cracks like what you're seeing, Gary, most of these guys will come out with a tube of caulk and spread it all over the house. And then it's going to look like,
right.
for a very long time.
Well, you were just, off recording, you were telling me some people that have some issues that, obviously they have, I can't think of the name of it now, but, they look like they're having, issues with their,
well, the cracking spalding in the house,
yeah.
A lot of that stuff like that, it's happening because of thermal activity.
Yeah.
And, moisture and thermal activity, especially here in Florida, we see it a lot
mm-hmm.
because of the extreme temperature changes. You've got the extreme heat during the day, the cool in the evening, and then the cool in the morning, coupled with moisture.
Yeah, right.
You know, the dew and things like right. that are just going to be on the wall just from natural, you know, Mother Nature. And then a lot of times people have sprinklers and they run the sprinkler on the side of the wall. And that is, you know, a recipe for really a disaster.
Right.
If you have a sprinkler system, and most people do, you know, make sure that it's not spraying on your house. You know, think about it like this. They use water to mine with,
mm-hmm.
right? Water that I forget the way they call it, but hydro mining, I think is what they call it, or water blast mining or something. But your sprinkler is the same thing. You know, if your sprinkler is just a stream of water at a high pressure spraying against the house, it's going to leave residue and marks, and it could even, you know, over time work its way all the way through. I've seen lines in stucco houses specifically where, you know, the pressure is right there and it's just boring a hole right through the wall.
Yeah. My neighbor's, you know, house is interesting. This one side of the house is half, you know, half baked and half, you know, I don't even know what the word is. It's like half, you know, something. And it's because their, I think it's because their sprinkler system got on the wall and it just completely destroyed it. And it's really interesting to see what that water can do to the stucco itself. Mm-hmm. So,
well, stucco is made of, you know, it's like a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you took a cookie and you drop it into a glass of milk, mm-hmm. right? It's going to dissolve pretty quickly,
yeah,
right? That's why you got to get it in there, get it out, get it in your mouth before it falls apart, right?
Right.
And it's sort of like a race. And now if you take a chocolate covered cookie though, and you dip it in there, you've got a lot more time
because
the cookie almost floats, right?
Yeah, right.
And now you can dip it in there and you almost have a tough time getting the milk into the, you know, into past the chocolate part. And that's what the paint and a good quality coating will do for a house. And so, you know, I know Jocko's not here, but I want to make mention of that because it's just the reality of it. If you have a house that, especially stucco, mm-hmm. that is not, either hasn't been painted in a very long time, or some stucco houses have never been painted because the color was mixed into the material.
Right.
And so it was just, you know, on there as a colored material. Those houses have to be protected. Water, the wind driven rains, those also act just like a sprinkler, just not as direct.
Mm.
And with your neighbor specifically, you know, oversaturation, you know, if you get oversaturation, the sun can only bake out so much. And, you know, and then when it does, it's still, you know, that's breaking it down. I know her house is very chalky, and she's got a lot of issues, you know, but, you know, it's something that, you know, if you have a house out here and it's doing some of these things, you know, take the time to get a free estimate. It doesn't cost you anything for one of these guys to come out to give you a free estimate. You can have actually Jocko's guys, they can come out and give you a free estimate on both the stucco and the coatings.
Oh, yeah.
They also do traditional paints as well. So you can have them come out, give you a free estimate, won't cost you a penny. Except for your time, and call them at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Gary. They're the only company that actually has a true never paint your house again product, because they warranty against fading. Where all these other guys, even these Hokey Rhinos, they don't cover fading. They just make claims that aren't true. We'll be back after this break. You know, if you need anything, you want to be a part of the show, give us a call here today. You can reach us here at the show. And then, you know, talk about what projects you have going on. If you want to get something painted, or coated, you can reach our guys at the Coating Man. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. Painters trusted nationwide. You can also get them on the web at
thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shafalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. Give us a call at 855-765-1045. Back to you, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Shafalika, and thank you, North Florida and South Georgia, for being with us here today. We are having a really good time in studio, and we invite you to call in. if you want to be a part of the show, feel free to give us a call here and, you know, talk to us about what projects you have going on or any, whatever the project is. Doesn't matter. You know, we can try to help you out. You know, I was thinking about this on the way here, Gary, and I know this is going to be, you know, we didn't talk about it off air. This is sort of impromptu, but, you know, the hiring population, right? So we have a, you know, there's a shortage,
right?
Right. And we have, you know, especially in the home improvement industry, there's a shortage of good help. And, you know, a lot of the help has now gone down to South Florida, Central Florida, all the areas that were hit by storms.
Right.
Because there's a lot of work down there. And, you know, where there's abundance of work, you know, people tend to go to, right? I mean, it's just always been that way. You know, and then the thought I had, though, was is, you know, as companies and as the whole new generation and everybody's complaining about this generation, what is the generation, you know, they're saying, hey, you know, this new generation, they don't want to work, right? Well, what it, I believe it is, and I just thought about this, is it's more about the culture nowadays. The kids want the culture. They want a culture fit.
Right.
Versus like our generation, we were taught just to go to work, my friend.
Right.
And don't ask any questions. Right. Do your job, what they tell you to do, unless it's illegal or immoral. And that's it. Unless it's illegal or immoral, do your job. But nowadays the kids are wanting, you know, a culture. They have to have, you know, certain hours, certain, you know, other frosty beverages and things available to them. But are they wrong?
No, they're not wrong. I guess they're not wrong. You know, not only the frosty beverages, but they, you know, they're looking for some, you know, if, you know, if you're, you know, it depends on what you're.
They want more time off. Those kind of things.
Yeah, and not only that, you're looking for, you know, I can't even think of the name of it. But again, we're in a situation where today these not say kids because that's not what they are, but anyways, the younger generation, they want to align their morals to their company.
Well, absolutely. And I think some of them, they want the company to align their morals with them.
Yeah,
and that's where things get
this
mixed up at. And, you know, and I think, you know, those that have that spirit, you know, need to just create their own company. I mean, that's the answer to that.
Yep.
Because, you know, in the world we live in today, there's more opportunity than ever before. You know, just so much opportunity. And, you know, many people don't see the opportunities because they're blinded by the lies and things like that being told to them for years that, you know, you can't do it. You can't do this. You know, it's impossible. You'll never be able to make it. But that's not the case.
No, I think that, you know, today, you know, I think they're nervous. You know, they want to work from 9 to 5 or they want to work from 8 to 4. And that's not going to happen if you own a business. You
that's
know,
right.
You're going to be working. Really, there's no time off.
No time.
And I think that's why some of them have problems because they're going to want to get into, you know, a position. They're going to want to do something. They're going to find something that they like, and then they're going to realize, oh my God, it's eating up all of my time. It's all I'm doing. But that's what it is. That's what it takes to pull off a business.
That's right. No, absolutely. And you know, it's challenging when, you know, you see these young kids out there that are, you know, they don't have the hope and the vision that, you know, maybe our generation did because we grew up as, you know, bag boys and paper boys and, you know, all those other things. And the generation today, they don't have that as an option.
No, look at the FTX guy. You know, there's an example of this. You know, he had millions and billions of dollars. Now he has $100,000 to his name.
Yeah.
And that's all he's got left. And again, you know, I saw the interview on
I like how you say that though, Gary. That's all he has left. How many people out here listening, give me a show of hands, would only like to have $100,000 in the bank?
But again, you know, yet he was a billionaire and now he has $100,000. And I guess that, you know, I watched the interview on ABC.
Easy come, easy go, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I know. And the funny thing is he's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's kind of a, he's very humble. He's very humble and he's not like egotistical, but again, he had a situation where, you know, he had the world, you know, right by the, you know, right where they want him. And he just, you know, basically, you know, messed up. He really messed up.
You could say screwed up on
that. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. But you know what? It's one of those things, though, Gary, where I think he was a little bit flammy from the get-go.
Right.
You know, and all those Ponzi schemes crash.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have all that Ponzi going on and not have some fallout. And, you know, in his case, you know, he was fortunate enough to have lived the lifestyle that many people dream about, but it was taken away from him quite rapidly because he didn't deserve it.
Oh my gosh, he's so young too. I mean, he's in his 20s and he just looks at him going, oh my gosh, this guy's like, he had the world, and you know, and then it came crashing down because, well, like you said, that's the Ponzi's. That's all it is. It's all the Ponzi scheme.
I mean, I don't track it and I don't follow it because I'm not into the cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, I know it's a crypto guy and everything else, and I've watched some of the stuff just on, you know, as it flashes over my phone, but I make it a rule to try to stay out of, you know, all that garbage, because for me, you know, there's so much happening locally that I try to help people prevent, that on the global scale, I let Congress and all those other guys, you know, I occasionally I'll watch some of that. You know, because I find it funny when you see the congressmen and the senators and all those guys arguing with each other. So I get a kick out of watching some of that. But as far as, you know, the rest of it, I try to stay out of it. But, you know, these local guys, though, we do have a lot of phonies out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the big thing I concern myself with today is, you know, these companies out here that have construction in their business name, but they're not a licensed construction company. And that's wrong. Yeah. I don't know how the state of Florida lets these companies get away with registering a LLC if they don't have a business or a, you know, a professional regulation business license saying they're an electrician, a plumber, you know, a roofer or whatnot. You know, if it's a licensed profession that you're out there promoting that you do and you don't have a license to do that with the state of Florida, you're a phony.
Yeah, and there's a couple
of YouTube
shows, right? And you showed me a couple, and I'm going, oh my gosh, you know, these are guys like Gold, whatever it is.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, you show them, and it's like
Crush Construction. I mean, these guys are, you know, out here making claims that they're construction companies, scamming little ladies, little old men, and even young couples, I'm sure, out of thousands of hard work dollars. Let's face it, Gary, you know, I don't know what minimum wage is today because I don't keep track of that either. But when I started, it was $3.13. And let's face it, let's just call it $10 an hour now, $15 an hour now. If you worked $15 an hour for 40 hours a week, you know, that's not a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And when you have to save that money up to get a repair done because your house is falling apart, and then trust somebody with your money and they don't do the job properly and they leave you hanging, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you make. If you get burned for some money like that, it's, you know, it hurts. And some people, like I said, you know, it could be, you know, they made that decision versus getting their medication or their food for the month.
You're right. You know, my brother's just going through this now. And, you know, I asked him, you know, are you sure that this person is licensed and, you know, and got their license? And he said, well, I'm not sure yet. I haven't really delved into it. He said, you know, they said they can do it because they're, you know, they're licensed on the other end, you know, they're licensed on the cement end, but this guy was going to come in and repair their door and, you know, do all the stuff that, you know, that was going to take. And I go, Doug, you got to be careful because, you know, these guys can take your money and run.
All the time. And, you know, you got to think about this, folks. In home construction and home building, the process looks like this. You've got the, you know, the guys that come in and clear the land. That's one group of people. You got the guys that come in and lay the plumbing down. That's another group of people. You got the guy that comes in and does the concrete slab and the foundation. That's another guy. You got a different set of people that come in and do the framing. That's a different set of people. You got a different set of people that come in and do the drywall. You got a different set of people that come in and do the roof. You got a different set of people that come in and paint. And all those things are different companies because everybody has their specialty.
Right.
If you've got a group of guys out here that claim to be the know-it-all, do-it-all, I do plumbing, I do electrical, name it. You know, there's less we do. There are all these different things that they claim, you know, all the roofing and everything that they say they claim to do. Well, if they claim to do all that, well, one, I'm 99% sure those guys are not licensed by the state of Florida because you can't. I mean, it's very difficult to get some of these licenses and then to have all of them. Well, that'd be a trick. So we'll be back after this message. We'll talk about that more. If you do want to get anything painted, though, give our friends a call. They are Painters Trusted Nationwide, the only company in the country that offers both traditional paints as well as coatings, that are warranted never to fade, chip, crack, or peel for as long as you own your home, and they're transferable. Give them a call now at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Or you can get them on the web at
thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shafalika.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Reach out to us online at homeshowjax.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. Feel free to give us a call at 855-765-1045. Let's get back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Shafalika, and thank you everyone out here in North Florida, South Georgia, and everyone passing through for spending a little time with us today. We were just talking about all the really horrible contracting guys that claim to be contractors, right, have an LLC, so you can be looked up in the Sun Biz as having a legitimate quote unquote business, but it doesn't make you a contractor,
right?
Just because your company name says contractor, unless you have a state of Florida license, professional regulation license that says that, you know, you have an actual license from the state of Florida saying you are licensed to do business and activity, you're actually, you know, could be in violation for advertising that you are allowed to do those things. So you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, right. You got an LLC, you know, again, people think, oh, look, he's legit. He's in business, right?
Yep.
You got one step further.
You got to go. Yeah, you got to do a little more due diligence. You can give us a call here at the show and we'll be glad to help you guys out. You can call us anytime during the week. And the other thing too, Gary, is, you know, even in this, you know, and there's a lot of business owners that listen to this show, a lot of business owners. Mm-hmm. So let's just break back for a moment and talk about other types of, because in the advertising industry, a lot of business owners are searching for help.
Mm-hmm.
They're searching for someone, right, to help them with their advertising, because advertising is very tricky. There's so many options. And the bottom line is, you know, you don't have the money out here to brand your business. You have the money to try to turn that money into more money. Branding business is a different game. That's, mm-hmm, what Coca-Cola, you know, those guys can afford to brand. Walmart can afford to brand, but they, right, don't even brand. They do, you know, price points, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you have a business out here, be very leery of posers, right? These are advertising salespeople posing as marketers, because, yeah, that's a dangerous thing.
Well, you know, you got to be careful and distinguish between the marketers and the salespeople. And, you know, again, you know, most people are good at heart.
They really are.
They really are.
They have good intentions.
Yeah, they have good intentions. And so, you know, when they go out and they're being told by whoever they, you know, their bosses that, hey, look at, they're marketers, and that's because they have 50 or 60 different products that they're selling. But again, they're selling those products.
Selling the products. Now let's be real though. If in marketing and in advertising, enough frequency in,
right,
the right location or in any location, enough frequency will get you some sort of you know, traction.
Oh no. Don't get me wrong. Right.
You know, what we're saying though is that, you know, you don't want to be sold something that you don't have to have,
right,
because somebody else has a budget for it.
You're right. Exactly right. You know, and again, you know, marketing and, you know, salesmanship are two different things. You know, again, marketing your business means you got to, you know, sit there and lay out a plan and make sure you execute that plan. But again, it's a plan for an entire year, for an entire 2 years. But again, you know, going out and buying, you know, 75 spots on a radio station and then buying their side thing on, you know, the internet, it's not marketing. That is not marketing.
That's right. No, exactly. And a lot of these things that we get phone calls all the time from, you know, these companies that are claimed to market for you on the internet.
Right.
You know, and there's so many of those out there because everybody and their mother can be an online expert these days. And
they are, I mean, you know, they are experts these days. They're like, they're all over the place.
And, you know, and you can't do everything because,
no,
just like we talked about the handyman that wants to claim to do everything, you can't do everything. And even in advertising, you can't be everywhere, because if you dilute your message down way too little, there's no point in, because no one's going to hear it.
You're right.
They're going to hear it one time,
right,
maybe, and one, a frequency of one is none. So
you had her three or more times
at minimally. Right. And, you know, those are things that, you know, from a marketing standpoint, if you have questions and you have concerns, you know, we do know the right people who you can get in contact with to help you out with these kind of questions. But, you know, it's important that you don't get bamboozled. And that's really the bottom line, because you can waste a lot of money. A whole lot of money.
Well, you know, and it's expensive out there. You know, I mean, I have my business and I'm in one thing. That's all I'm in. I mean, I've started going out and doing more, but I'm going, nope, it's not going to work. He's got to stick to it because that's what's in the budget. And not only that, that's what's in the budget. It's very expensive. And if you're not careful, you can waste money by, you know, for example, I tripled my budget one month and tried three different things. It didn't work. It just didn't work. I let it go a month and I'm going, I should have let it go 2 months. But again, it was costing me too much money. So I throttled back and then kept, you know, stuck to my game plan.
And that's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to stick to the game plan. And you tried, you tried. You went out there, and then what you have to do is come back and go, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait till I can budget enough where I can do this for 6 months or a year without any kind of problem. Because to really, you know, that's really the bottom line. You know, TV works great, you know, for a lot of businesses. But TV is also very expensive. Radio is very expensive, right?
Yeah.
And so for most of these businesses out here, and a lot of you guys that have a smaller business that's listening to this, you know, there are some of those things, but you have to be real careful. In the construction field, a lot of people, you know, depend on Angie's List or Thumbtack or one of these type of services. But the problem as a consumer, what you guys need to know is they're not doing background checks. Mm-mm. They're not doing their due diligence. The guy with the construction LLC who doesn't have a license is advertising on their platforms. And so you as a consumer, you're assuming that they're legit because you've just been, you know, you're assuming that they vetted the process, but that's not the case.
Nope.
And so you really have to do your own due diligence out there when you're hiring anybody for a project.
I think it's so confusing, isn't it really? I mean, you think about it, it's so confusing, but again, it really isn't. If you really stop and think about it, just look at, do your due diligence. You know, some of those folks on Angie's, they might be legit. I mean, they're probably legit.
There's some of them that are.
Right. But again, you got to be careful. You got to go a little bit deeper than just that.
It's like Russian roulette, Gary. Oh, let's say you got a gun and you put one bullet in it and you spin the dial. There's six cylinder chambers in there, right?
Right.
If I know right, that's six of them, right? So you've got five shots, right? Five opportunities to make it and one that's not, right?
Yeah.
So when you roll the dice and you hire those guys, you got, you know, hey, you know, one, you know, maybe a bad guy, right? The other five all might be good, or it might be the other way around. Who knows, right?
Five bad and one good.
You never know. But the bottom line is, do your due diligence, people. Do the checking. If you don't want to do the checking, we'll do it for you for free because, hey, that's what we like to do. We actually enjoy, you know, making sure that you guys are making, you know, wise decisions when it comes to hiring people for these kind of projects. Mm-hmm. Because the worst thing that I hate is someone calling up and crying because they don't have the money to finish the project. They don't have the money to, you know, to really, you know, to get it to the next phase, well, and they're looking for help.
Yeah. Just don't put the money down. Don't put it all down.
Don't give them all the money up front.
No,
for
give
sure.
maybe there'd be a
10%. You can do different percentages, you know, just depending on the size of the project, you know,
right.
But the state attorney's office, the attorney generals and the people that actually run the legal system in the state of Florida, you know, they have their own recommendations and they recommend 10%, no more than 10% on most bigger projects like that. And then they can do a draw system. So let's say, you know, you don't want to go too far in without getting a lot of the work done.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're going to lose your money.
Right.
Or the potential is. So make sure you do your due diligence. If you have problems, give us a call. If you want to get anything painted, give our guys at The Coating Man a call. They're the only company in the country that offers both traditional paints and high-end coatings, advanced coatings that offer true never paint your house again protection against fading, chipping, cracking, peeling for as long as you own your home, and it's transferable. You can get them now at 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. Or you can get them on the web at
thecoatingman.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shafalika.
This is the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so reach out online at homeshowjacks.com or give us a quick call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Rain and thunderstorms are an everyday part of life in Northeast Florida. Action News Jax chief meteorologist Mike Burrish delivers the timing, impact, and most importantly, when skies clear up. Get the five-day forecast four times an hour every weekday morning on Jacksonville's Morning News from 5 till 9 a.m. This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
You'll never paint your house again. Call the coating man.
Stop being misled by a hokey rhino claiming never to paint again. They don't warranty against fading. Call the Coating Man, the only company with a true never paint your house again warranty, guaranteeing against fading, chipping, cracking, and peeling for as long as you own your home. Call today for a free estimate, 888-COAT-USA.
Call the Coating Man.
Attention, Dish customers. Dish Network pulled WFOX Fox 30 off the air, depriving you of your favorite programming. That means no sports, local news, weather, traffic, or the shows you love. Call Dish now at 1-800-333-3474 and tell them to put WFOX Fox 30 back on the air.
Need cash for the holidays or to pay off credit cards right now? Loan Pronto's all-new Express Equity line of credit program is just what you need. Hey, it's Stephen Ponson. You don't have to do a full home refi. You can tap a small portion of the equity you have and enjoy a super low rate. With Loan Pronto's Express Equity Credit Line, you can close in 7 to 10 days, and a $50,000 loan will only cost you around $300 a month. Use that money to pay off high-interest credit cards or consolidate other debt or start a home improvement project. With Loan Pronto, you can access up to 95% of your home's equity, and 9 out of 10 homeowners won't even need an appraisal. Even if you did a total refi recently or just bought your home, you can tap the equity with this fast, easy program. Do it now before the holidays. Call Loan Pronto now, 904-999-1508, 904-999-1508, loanpronto.com, 904-999-1508, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval.
You've been listening to the Jacksonville Home Show on 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call at 855-765-1045. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hey, thank you, Shefalika. I'm not sure she might have stepped out, and that might be a recording of her. But hey, we are back live in studio here, and we are having a blast. So
it's beautiful outside.
It is a beautiful day. And, you know, as we wind the show down, you know, we've had a really good show. We've talked about a bunch of stuff, but I really want to make sure that if you're out there listening, the big point, the big takeaway is, you know, do your due diligence. Yeah. Do your due diligence when you're hiring somebody, whether it's as an employee for your business or whether it's just a contractor to do a project. Do your due diligence, because people are going through things right now. And, you know, you never know what the man next to you is going through. Nope. And you have to really, you know, you don't have to necessarily, you know, stick your nose in his business and ask him what's going on, but you have to be cognizant of that there are sometimes issues. And, you know, if you hire the wrong person, things can go really wrong for you.
Oh yeah. You got to be careful. You know, they can go sideways real fast, real fast.
And, you know, so protect yourself, protect your family, do your due diligence. You know, if you have a problem, you know, call your local authority, you know, whatever county you're in, hit 911 if it's a major problem. But, you know, doing your due diligence here in our area is easy from a construction standpoint. You can go right onto the Florida's website for the Department of Business and Professional Regulation and do a license search. It's super simple. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything except for about a few seconds of time. You type in their, you know, either A, the license number they gave you, the name of the company, or the individual's name. There's a lot of different ways you can pull it up and then verify, you know, are they who they say they are? And then I double check one more way and make sure that they get your project, your property, as an additional insured on their license, mm-hmm. on their insurance rather. Because if it's an additional insured on their insurance, then you now have coverage and you know that they actually have insurance.
Well, you know, and it doesn't cost them.
And it doesn't cost
them anything.
Yeah, some insurances it might, but it doesn't matter if it does. If they're doing a project on your house, right. don't let them, you know, do anything on your house unless they did, you know, include you on an additional rider on their insurance policy. Because that, A, like I said, proves they've got the insurance. Mm-hmm. And me, I take it a step further. I go ahead and call the insurance company. I don't care that they presented me with the form. I'm going to go ahead and call and make sure that they didn't type that up, because the age that we live in, you know, there's a lot of flim-flammery out there, folks. They're making fake dollar bills out there, right? So you got to have real due diligence and real check, because it's your house, it's your property, it's your family, it's your house, you know, it's your livelihood.
Yeah.
And it's all these things that are above. So make sure you do it the right way. Get checked out. And if you're a contractor, please just do things the right way. If you don't have a legitimate license, you know, connect with someone who does. If you, you know, are a person with a legitimate license, you're with us on this, because I know you're sick and tired of these guys out here who, you know, basically undercut a job. They bid it real low. They never finish the job. They take the homeowner's money, and now the homeowner can't afford to get a real contractor to come in and do it. And, you know, a lot of times people don't want to have to finance the projects.
Nope.
You know, I mean, financing is available. Even Jocko, they offer financing because, you know, sometimes people need it. I mean, painting doesn't cost a whole bunch, but sometimes people need it. And so, you know, they do offer that. It is available. As a matter of fact, if you want to get anything painted, give our guys at The Coating Man a call. You can reach them at 888-COAT-USA. They are the only company here that has both traditional paints, the Sherwin Williams, Benjamin Moore, Bear, whoever you might want, if you enjoy a special, you know, whatever your brand is. Mm-hmm. But they also have the advanced coatings. They have Fade Shield. They have Cool Wall System. They have Drywall Shield for the interior to protect your interior with the mold and mildew sides. So they've got the advanced stuff. You know, and again, they'll come out, they'll walk around your project, take some measurements, and give you a free estimate. You can call them today, 888-COAT-USA. That's 888-262-8872. And, you know, the other thing I was going to say too, Gary, is from a roofing standpoint, we are working with some folks that if you do want to get a free roof quote and you don't want to be dealing with all these walkers, go to aroofquote.com. Mm. Super simple. Or you can call 888-ROOF-904. So that's aroofquote.com, or you can call them at 888-ROOF-904 to get a free estimate.
Well, there's a lot of folks out there that need roofs too, especially with this storm that came through.
Oh man, there's all sorts of, I mean, I've been having phone calls from people for, you know, you wouldn't believe it, Gary, people's gutters from shingles, shingles flying off to shutters flying off.
Yeah.
You know, everything comes off in a storm. And you know, there's very few people that have those real storm shutters. And those are something that, you know, if you're out here listening and you want to check into real storm shutters, you know, a lot of the coastal homes and things like that, I'm surprised they don't have them. But there's some real, mechanical metal, high end. They use them down south. I was at a house the other day with a couple who they moved up here from South Florida, and they, have these amazing shutters.
Really?
I mean, I'm all about them. I don't know who made them. I'm not promoting them. I don't have any, you know, anything like that. But if you're looking for serious protection for your, you know, from a wind protection, because those windows, they have a lot of windows out there that make claims. The windows aren't shatterproof.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, you know. But, you know, if you guys are out here listening, give us a call next week. Be a part of the show. You're welcome to join us. Again, if you want to be a part of this show next week, you can call us at 833-HOME-SHOW. That's 833-HOME-SHOW. Be part of it. And if you want to get anything painted, call our guys at The Coating Man. You can also reach them on the web at
TheCoatingMan.com.
There you go. Take it away, Shefalika.
Well, that wraps it up for today's show. If you had a great time like we did, let us know online at homeshowjacks.com. We always love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week on the Jacksonville Home Show on WOKV 104.5 FM.